It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland. I'm talking today with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk to you about an article you wrote about Factory Obscura. The venture's first exhibit is called Shift, and this is an immersive art project where people get to walk around and inside the art. I mean, first, give us a description of what it's like to visit Factory Obscura.
Well, I haven't been, but from the photos I've seen, there's color and different textures all around you. This isn't a gallery exhibit. It's like traveling through the door in Alice in Wonderland. There are things moving, flashing, glowing. As they say in Aladdin, it's a cave of wonders.
What's the idea of Factory Obscura based on?
This is based on Meow Wolf, which is an immersive art exhibit in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It has had more than 600,000 visitors since March 2016. And I looked up its location on Google Maps because I'm not that familiar with Santa Fe. And I was like, oh, this must be in a really popular site. And actually, it's in a warehouse area. There's a brewery nearby, but it's certainly not in a place where you would stumble upon it while visiting another shopping center.
Well, tell us a little bit about Factory Obscura's location, because you described this area where it's located at is not so popular. Why is that the way you chose to describe it?
Well, it's not Chisholm Creek or Quail Springs Mall. It's not an area that's highly trafficked. Current Studio has been there for a couple years, so they host events and have artists come by. I've been there for an art showing, but it's not a district or anything like that. So it's actually on Penn and about 12th Street. So it's almost in near the Plaza District, but it's north of 10th Street. So that makes Shift a destination. And when people have to seek out these types of places, they're likely to stay nearby and have a meal or shop the other stores. It's a benefit to the center on North Penn to have this traffic driver open.
So two of the big drivers behind this project are Laura and Laurent Massenot. Why did they decide to invest in this project?
So the Massenots like to bring ideas to Oklahoma City that we don't have. Laura Massenot was, one of the founders of Elemental. She was a co-founder of H&H, the food truck event that we used to have once a month. So Laura said she thinks this idea will work for several reasons, two of which are, one, it gives artists a job and could keep those artists here rather than having them leave the state. And two, it's a different entertainment experience, and people are looking for ways to spend their entertainment dollars. You know, she mentioned that, bowling and miniature golf have been around for a long time, and people, want to do something else. And so this is a great way to go see that. But just a side note is that Shift is free. You can go see it anytime. I mean, they have certain hours, but it is free.
You mentioned a Meow Wolf in New Mexico earlier. Has that project been profitable?
Oh, yes, extremely. It's made more than $7 million in revenue to date. And so Meow Wolf is becoming a kind of a production company, and that they've done exhibits in other states. And then they're getting into, making films and videos and stuff like that.
One of the people behind the project says that they want to create a new economic system for how artists are paid in Oklahoma City. I mean, what does she mean by that?
So Kelsey Carper, who is one of the co-owners of Current Studio, where Shift is housed, wants artists to be paid for their work. There's a lot of discussion in the creative world about artists doing work for free so they get exposure, but you can't pay your bills with exposure. So the idea is to recruit artists and pay them for building it. This will likely provide for a better product as well, because people aren't just volunteering. They are artists that are getting financially supported to do the work, so they'll take a lot of pride in making sure it's done well.
How do the Massenots and others who are behind this project, how do they envision this project long term?
So the idea is to move Shift to a permanent location and then gather investors to continue to support another art installment. So if Factory Obscura charges admission at the new exhibit, then investors could see a return. Laura said they don't expect it will be a problem to get investors because there are so many people who already support the arts. Factory Obscura gives them a chance to support the arts and then get money back for that.
We've been talking with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.